More of what I say becomes enmeshed in your brain and accessible to you. Anytime you're tense or nerved out in the world, you can draw on the words I've said and let them flow over you. And before the arousal I introduce into you, well, anxiety will fade. And then you can take care of the arousal, and then both that and the anxiety would be gone. So all you're doing is choosing to be turned on for me as a way of getting off and getting things out of your system. Out of your system. You want more in your head. So you need to learn. And learning about how you feel right now where you sleep deep is a good first step. Learning about how you feel when you imagine me gently pulling you against me, letting my words play into the nape of your neck as I nibble along it, as I lean in by your ear and whisper, purr, guide, train. You need it. You want it. You throb for it. And I help you to feel it more and more, and I encourage you to feel. You see, in this place, apart from the normal world, your body's more sensitive, your mind is more awakened. And so when my words flow over you, your body's feeling things it had ignored. Long ago, when you first caressed yourself sexually, well, at that time, it may have felt very intense, mind-numbing, mind-blowing. But over time, you've built up defenses to that. But here, in the sleepy trance place inside your head, you're a lot more vulnerable to the words I say, a lot more sensitive to the touch of your own body, touch of your own hands, the envisioned touch of my hands caressing also, digging nails in very lightly, scraping along your back with encouragement because I'm turned on too, and when I talk, your body twitches and it shivers and it gives in and leans into my touch, leans into my words, lets them play over your skull, your brain wanting it, tingling for it, shivering with it. Every word I say does inhabit a part of your mind, stored as a memory. So this whole session, this whole arousing moment where I spoke into you and let you tremble in the wake of me, this remains in there. And if you think about it too hard, well, you'll end up dripping and aroused again. If you think about my words too strongly, you'll end up turned on. But that might be a good thing, if it lets you step away from discouragement and feel more confident, if it lets you remember the kind of words I said so you can say them in intimate moments to other listeners, so you can make them feel the same trembling, shivering report of pleasure as my words bounce off the walls inside your vacant mind, inside your tensing belly, filled with pleasure, filled with the warmth of you trembling in it, your tensed body becoming relaxed, becoming sunk, becoming almost climactic. Pleasurable, your eyes perhaps rolling back, your legs trembling, shivering, the pleasure taking up residence inside your head and making you feel that cascade of my warm intentions, my guiding parlance, my assistance toward your end, and you feel more than you normally do. You feel more in this deep tranced place than your body normally would, because ordinarily your body's got a bit of resistance, but right now, the only thing on the sensory lines between your pleasure center and your brain is me. My voice, and all I do is lubricate and encourage. Imagine the warmth of me against your thigh, the arousal as I purr in your ear, the hand between your legs trailing up your stomach, the other hand trailing down, gripping your butt, pulling you against me, and then as I purr in your ear, feeling your body go limp and slack, feeling yourself be steered by a hand on the nape of your neck, pushing you against me, pushing you to lay down or sit down where anything we want to explore is able to play itself over your brain. Every fantasy, every tremble, every want and desire exists available to us for later access, later exploration, and your brain gets blanker and deeper. And my words get more important and resonate bigger in it, throbbing and pulsing, aching and wanting, the slow spurt of peaceful thoughts across your mind until you're coated in warm relaxation and your entire body is made to feel a little more sensitive, a little more touched by my intentions, a little more turned on by my voice, That's what this is about, letting my voice pulse through you and encourage your own stimulation, so your body feels altered, shifted, as if it were awakened to hidden pleasures that you normally have to guard yourself from, because it's just so intense when you run your hands over your body, even in places you normally neglect to touch, even touching, and squeezing your skin. Squeezing your hands together might feel good, running between your legs, teasing your inner thighs, letting your body just feel peaceful with itself, and as you start to enjoy your body more, you start to feel the pleasure more, a tingling that runs from your brain all the way down your body. It runs out to the tips of your fingers, tips of your toes, across your chest, through your deeply breathing mind, through your body, waiting, resonating, pulsing, shivering, listening to me as I lean my head in a little and whisper in your ear, feel it, ache for it, let the pleasure ring through and your entire body shake with it. Let yourself want more. Let yourself need a little more sensation and exploration and feeling and touch. The warmth of it is good for you. This feeling will encourage and remind you when you tense up, when you feel anxious out in the world, you have the choice to decide to be a little turned on instead, or perhaps more than a little turned on. My voice replaying from your mind, everything I say is stored in your memory, and you'll be able to access it by thinking of my voice flowing over you and deluging, and surely you've learned new words, new approaches, new ways to talk to those who might want to hear your arousing encouragement. Let yourself put this warm feeling out in the world. Think about how you felt when my words were encouraging and you were feeling relaxed and controlled and deep and drift and feel every little snap sending a sensation through your body that pulses up to your brain, a resonating euphoric wave. You are good and this is good for you, and that's exactly what you need to think whenever you feel yourself tensed or anxious out in the world, and you decide it would be appropriate to feel these words instead, and safely feel my words in your brain. Maybe they'll give you some guidance. Maybe they'll tell you the right thing to say, to keep feeling it, keep pulsing for it, keep wanting these words in your head, and the arousal increases. Your libido might increase in general if you're always thinking about my trancy thoughts, but doing that will help you to expose yourself to a little more erotic context, a few more words to say to someone who wants to hear them. And maybe you'll make them feel the way you feel, deep, relaxed, peaceful, throbbing, aching, like touching yourself is a whole new experience because there's more sensitivity flowing through your body, more pulsing waves you can send even as you become oversensitized and too turned on to think. Your body gets to feel it, the throb of it, the desire for one more word that'll make you pulse, tingle, ache with euphoric lust as your mind fills with white-hot pleasure. And you exist in the moment, here with me, the moment set aside, which will remain in your memory as an arousing tool for you to think of, a little trigger every time you want to get turned on and ditch your anxieties in favor of sexy talk. These words, at least some of them, have stuck to your conscious and subconscious mind.